you can get through the exchange. I mean, think about it. How much better can a zero premium be for a health plan with no copays?
I know Congress is coming back on the 23rd, and a lot of people are asking, so what's in this infrastructure one, infrastructure two, $1.2 trillion, $3.5 trillion? What relative to health care is there on the horizon, courtesy of our friend Bernie Sanders?
I can honestly tell you right now, there ain't no way anybody knows. They don't even know what's in store for us in the future. They go day by day with changes. I mean, I'm being honest with you. It's a day-by-day thing, and I honestly don't see how in the world they can come up with a health plan better than what they just got done offering. And I got to tell you, I say this, where's the money going to come from? How much money can you give away? I mean, I just wrote a young lady today. If it wasn't for medical reasons, she goes with Health Plan Nevada. Her premium for her and her kid was zero. With a $2,000 out of pocket, she has a medical reason to stay with Ambetter, so she's going to pay $70 a month because she has a surgery around the corner. But if she had no surgery, she could get a zero premium for a mom and a kid, and the kid's 19. I mean, how much better can it get?
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be interesting to see. First of all, we don't know what's going to be in this $3.5 trillion bill. Nobody knows right now. My question is, how are they going to make it work? I mean, they promised us, Obama promised us that we would end up with bending the cost curve down. It didn't.
No, it's gone up.
And the promises being made now are kind of the same thing. Can we believe them?
Well, let me ask you a question about that. I'm going to turn this around. We heard that Donald Trump, all he did was lie. Tell me one thing Joe Biden said that's been true. That's come to fruition. What did he just do in Afghanistan?
Oh, it's
a
nightmare.
What has he done that's worked for the American people up to this point?
Yeah,
you're trying to buy votes by giving them free health care, but they can't afford the loaf of bread that's $5 now. I mean, if you're making $17,000 with gas prices alone, you're walking. Okay, let's be honest here. Inflation is here. It's big. It's real. The big bad wolf is in town. I mean, food prices are up, gas prices are up, rent. By the way, wait till you see what happens to the rent prices. I can tell you this right now. I don't give a rat's behind what the $3.5 trillion is going to do. When landlords are going to start getting their rents and people have to get thrown out of these places, these landlords are going to go in and fix these places up. And because these hedge fund companies are buying up communities, you're going to see rental costs for housing go up by 50%. So if you're paying $2,000 a month, it could be $3,000 in the next year or so. I mean, think about this. This is how bad the judgment has been from the left. It's just unbelievable. I mean, sir, I'm saying this to you without. This is not unrehearsed. This is all coming. This is all organic. I'm telling you, we haven't seen how bad it's going to get, but you're going to see Haley's Comet crash into Earth real soon.
You'll be filling in for me on the Friday before Labor Day. I thank you for that in advance. It is always good to find out what you're thinking, and folks will get a good opportunity to find out what you're thinking on that Friday before, I believe it's September 3rd. Thank you, my friend. It's always good to talk to you. We'll talk again soon. And if folks want to reach out to you at the MultiCare Group, if they have questions about their health insurance,
702-286-1014, 702-286-1014. I have three other people. Besides myself, there's two other people I can help you with. My girls are exceptional. They're great at what they do. They're specialists. We'll take care of the job, I promise you. And if you're a small business, give us a shout. You're going to be real impressed with these group rates.
Hey, Pat, thanks so much. Have a great rest of your week and have a great weekend.
I'll talk to you soon. Take care.
There you go. Pat Casale, the owner of the MultiCare Group, also political director for the Clark County Republican Party, we think. Don't know. A judge may have to decide that. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, coming up on 5:32 as we check out our traffic cams right now, there's a multi-vehicle crash on the Beltway, 215 eastbound. That's at the 15 interchange. Several vehicles there on the right shoulder. Another crash, that's 215 northbound before Tropicana. look out for that on the right shoulder as well. We're getting some slow flows, 15 southbound at Russell, 15 northbound at Charleston. You'll touch the brakes as you work your way through there. Bumper-to-bumper conditions into the Spaghetti Bowl on the 515 westbound at Eastern. Also, 515 eastbound at Main Street all the way out to Eastern. And road work continues on 15 northbound as that bridge work continues. That's at Lamb Boulevard.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The Vegas Golden Knights are going to be participating in the Rookie Faceoff Tournament in about a month. This is an event that did not take place last year due to the pandemic, but the Golden Knights will head to Arizona, and their rookie squad will face off against rookie squads from the Coyotes, the Sharks, and also the Kings. That's going to be taking place from September 17th through September 20th. That's going to follow the opening of a training camp for rookies, which is on September 15th. Main camp for everybody else is going to open up on September 22nd with the first preseason game on September 26th against the Sharks at T-Mobile Arena. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Hurry to JCPenney and score 3 days of big savings for back to school. Shop hundreds of doorbusters all day Friday to Sunday while they last and stock up on active gear like 50% off select exertion tees, tanks, and capris for women. Plus, get fast savings on Fila athletic shoes for the family starting at $24.99. Or use your coupon and get an extra 30% off at checkout. Weekdays are back in style. JCPenney. Doorbusters valid 820 to 822 and excluded from coupon. Coupon valid through 822. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think of calling for a ride, but nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that could happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone. The result of driving drunk are tragic. That's why law enforcement is out there looking for impaired drivers, to save lives. So if you think you're okay to drive after a few drinks, think again. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I know it seems like a long time from now. You say 2022. You know, the midterm elections, November of 2022. It seems like forever. It's not. It is right on top of us from a political standpoint. And I had a chance to visit early with Ronna McDaniel, the chair of the Republican National Committee. And one of the things we talked about is what's at stake in the 22 midterms.
Well, I think if you ask what's at stake, I use one word all the time, which is freedom. I think we have seen an unacceptable erosion of our freedoms under Democrats through this pandemic. They have no problem using their power and asserting it on us. And if they can stack the Supreme Court and get rid of the filibuster and federalize our elections, they will do everything they can to suppress free speech through their big tech media friends, to suppress our freedom of religion, our freedom to bear arms. The list goes on and on. So freedom's at stake in this election. The America we know and love is at stake in this election.
I keep hearing a lot of Republicans saying, hey, we can do this. We can take back the House. We can take back the Senate in 24. We can take back the White House. Those are big propositions. But is that possible? I mean, are we that close to being able to turn this thing around?
We are. And I think the one thing that gets lost in a lot of the stories from 2020 is we picked up 15 House seats and didn't lose an incumbent seat in the House. Okay, so we're 5 seats away from retiring Nancy Pelosi. We've never had a midterm with the margins this close. And then we're 50-50 in the Senate. We picked up 135 state legislative seats. So down ticket, we won a lot of races. And it's put us in a position where in this first midterm of a White House where typically the party out of power wins, we really have an opportunity to make gains and win back the House and the Senate. I'd say the House is much more likely, and then the Senate's going to be a battle, and Nevada will be play heavily into that.
I was just going to ask you about Nevada and Catherine Cortez Masto. A lot of people believe she is very beatable, and there are a number of candidates who have stepped out and said, hey, I want to run against her. Is Nevada going to be one of these places, one of these bellwethers that tells us about the rest of the nation, maybe?
It could. I mean, the only issue we have with Nevada is your governor and your very Democrat legislature changed a lot of the safeguards to protect the election in your state. So we need more people than ever signing out to be poll watchers, to be election day workers, and really make sure that the election is safeguarded. But Cortez Masto has about a 5% name ID in your state. Even though she's your senator, she is not known. And with what we're seeing with Biden and the failures of this administration that she is part of, rising inflation, a border out of control, the failures in Afghanistan, these are things that Democrats all will own, and I think it puts us in a really good position to elect a Republican through your state, not just at the Senate level, but you've got some competitive House districts as well.
All of America, including Republicans, including Democrats, including independents, they have had a ringside seat to this hasty retreat out of Afghanistan. Will foreign policy be on the ballot in the midterms?
I think it will. We'll see what the Taliban does. We'll see if we're able, and I hope we are. I'm praying that we can get the Americans that are trapped there out. I think it's disgraceful that the President of the United States and the Biden administration is saying, we can't guarantee you safe passage. You need to rely on the Taliban for that. But this is going to be an issue front and center, not just with Afghanistan, but our border. I mean, the fact that we've had a 21-year high in people coming across our border, 59,000 of the people who came through just last month weren't from those Northern Triangle countries. They weren't from Mexico. They were from other countries. We have huge issues on a national security level from our border. So I think that will be a factor in 2022.
Again, Ronna McDaniel joining us, chair of the Republican National Committee. A part of this whole fiasco, this chaos in Kabul, is the whole issue of do we get just Americans out of Afghanistan or Afghan allies? Don't we have a responsibility to them to get them out as well? Do we?
Well, first, you have to get American citizens out first. I mean, I just think that that's got to be a priority. It's crazy that we're in this type of situation where that's even an issue. I mean, the fact that our military left before every citizen was out shows how failed of a leader Joe Biden is and the intelligence community and our leaders that were advising him. I mean, this is a debacle. And then you've got to look at these individuals who we know their lives are going to be in jeopardy. They're probably going to be killed, and that's already happening for being interpreters for our military and helping our military the past 20 years. So I think that there's got to be a process to vet those individuals and try and save their lives.
Congress is out until the 23rd or thereabouts, which probably is a good thing. It means they can't do anything bad to us. I'm just curious, though, is there a GOP strategy to stopping Biden from using reconciliation, whether it be Infrastructure 1, Infrastructure 2, HR 1, any of the bad stuff that they've got coming down the pike? Is there a way to stop the Democrats?
Well, we'll be putting maximum pressure on at-risk Democrats in House districts and in Senate seats. I mean, that's something we've done. We've already taken ads out in some of these battleground states with regards to election laws, and you're going to see more of that as they push forward with bankrupting our country. So that's the pressure legislatively. You know, you'll see what Kevin McCarthy does. I don't think there's going to be any movement in the House behind these bills. But the real pressure is going to take place when we win back the House and the Senate. And that's why we need to grab the reins of power and create checks and balances again in Washington. And everyone needs to engage in this election. Be bold. Talk to your family member. Volunteer. Go to GOP.com. Be a poll watcher. Work on the election day. Be an election day worker. This is that critical of an election. If we don't take back the reins of power, I don't know how we stop them.
I just want to ask you, because I had Tom Cotton on the show yesterday, or last week, I should say, and he was talking. He's the senator from Arkansas, obviously.
Yeah.
And what he said is there really isn't anything legislatively or from a parliamentary standpoint that can stop the Democrats from doing this. Do you agree with that?
I would defer to him. He's a senator, so he's going to know the rules of the Senate much better than I would, but... You know, reconciliation was used the first time to pass Obamacare. Republicans used it to pass the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, and Democrats are now using this to try and pass this $3.5 trillion. I think what's very interesting is you're seeing moderate members of the House, there's about nine of them, coming out against this $3.5 trillion. You've seen Sinema and Manchin, moderate senators, again, against this $3.5 trillion spending bill. So I think... there's a lot of pushback in the Democrat caucus, and the fact that Nancy Pelosi is 5 seats away from losing speakership shows she has a very slim majority to work with.
Ron, in our final couple of minutes, I want to talk about the efforts that the RNC has made in our state. I've had a chance to be an eyewitness to this. You are doing more than just parachuting folks into our state. Can you talk a little bit about some of the work that the RNC is doing, not just nationally, but here in Nevada, to turn this thing around?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to be engaging. We're going to have, first of all, an election day operations office and staff up and running immediately to make sure that we're preparing for anything the Democrats throw at us heading into the next election. But we'll have staff on the ground and outreach, and it's a longer-term commitment, and that's the difference between the RNC and anybody else. We know that you can't just parachute into a state and win an election. You've got to build a ground game and be there long-term.
I want to ask you, because this is important, you touched on some of the changes our Democrat legislature has made to embrace things that are just horrible as far as voter integrity are concerned. Ballot harvesting, vote at home, that kind of thing. Do we have a ballot harvesting effort in the GOP or in the RNC? Do we have, you know, one that can be as good or maybe even better than the Democrats?
Well, I'm not going to give all our tricks of the trade, but listen, in 2018, we lost 4 House seats in California, primarily because of ballot harvesting. And we figured some things out, and in 2020, we came back and won all of those seats, and we were ballot harvesting. I don't agree with ballot harvesting. I think it's terrible. I think it destroys chain of custody. But if it's the law of the land in that state, we have to do what the Democrats are doing as well. So we do have plans in Nevada. And we're going to continue to work to make sure that we can be competitive in your state. We know that they're going to do everything they can to win elections. Power is their goal always. It's about power. It's about keeping power in the hands of Democrats. Republicans, I think we think more about our country. We think about more about the Constitution and the great nation we live in. But we need to make sure we're going toe-to-toe with them in these elections so that we can have a chance to win.
What an amazing leader. Ronna McDaniel, chair of the Republican National Committee, joining us earlier in the program. Stay with us. More to come as we continue. I'm going to let you hear Joe Biden, in his own words, refuse to admit to failure in Afghanistan. He just will not utter the word. He got halfway through a word, fail, and then he pivoted a different direction. We'll let you hear that and a lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Frontlines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Politics is broken. It doesn't take much to see the way partisan politics so often put the priorities of the political class ahead of those of everyday Nevadans. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute. Politics have failed Nevadans for far too long, with both Republicans and Democrats letting down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. Isn't it time we start putting ideas, started putting policy ahead of the politics and the politicians? Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn how we're doing just that. As a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization, Nevada Policy has put ideas over politics for the last 30 years. And moving forward, free market, pro-liberty solutions, regardless of the political landscape. Partner with us at NevadaPolicy.org and help us build a movement that focuses on the ideas that will make a difference. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Time for a weather update. It's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold. So wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Social Security is with you through life's journey, from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information, anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So President Biden did this softball interview with George Stephanopoulos. George asked some tough questions, but he didn't really press the president to any degree. Here is the president refusing to call Afghan evacuations a failure, which they clearly are, but he could not bring him to do it, although he kind of sort of did it. Listen to this.
What's happened over the last week? Was it a failure of intelligence, planning, execution, or judgment?
Look, I don't think it was a failure. Look, it was a simple choice, George. When the Taliban, let me back and put it another way. When you had the government of Afghanistan the leader of that government getting in a plane and taking off and going to another country, when you saw the significant collapse of the Afghan troops we had trained, up to 300,000 of them, just leaving their equipment and taking off. That was, that's what happened. That's simply what happened.
But we've all seen the pictures. We've seen those hundreds of people packed into a C-17. We've seen Afghans falling.
That was 4 days ago, 5 days ago.
What did you think when you first saw those pictures?
What I thought was we have to gain control of this. We have to move this more quickly. We have to move in a way in which we can take control of that airport. And we did.
So you don't think this could have been handled? This actually could have been handled better in any way? No mistakes?
No, I don't think it could have been handled in a way that there, we're going to go back in hindsight and look. But the idea that somehow there's a way to have gotten out without chaos ensuing, I don't know how that happens. I don't know how that happened.
So for you, that was always priced into the decision?
Yes.
In a word, yes. Stay where you are. Do not touch that dial. We'll get you set for our Friday show. And, of course, you know how we like to celebrate Fridays. Right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers, and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
What if every Nevadan listening to this radio message who has gotten the COVID-19 vaccine convinced just one friend or family member in Nevada to get vaccinated? And what if those Nevadans then did the same thing? We'd be back to normal in no time. It's safe, free, and easy, with no ID or proof of insurance necessary. It's not too late until it is. Learn more at nvcovidfighter.org.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
The early bird gets the worm. And the biggest newsmakers in and outside the Beltway. The Hugh Hewitt Show. Weekday mornings 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio that's right for Las Vegas. This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up tomorrow, our buddy Howard Stutz, gaming reporter for the Nevada Independent. will join us to tell us how all these mask mandates and the new policy from Governor Sisolak, how it's going to impact the gaming industry down on the Strip and downtown and around the state. We'll get to that tomorrow. Also, Mark Hutchison will join us, the founding partner for Hutchison and